You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Finally, someone big enough and brave enough to call the United States to accountability. During the recent Munich Conference on Security Policy, the hibernating bear reminded the world it was still alive when Russian President Vladimir Putin presented a speech aimed directly at the muted conscience of his counterpart in the United States. Making no attempt to obscure his meaning with political ambiguity, the former head of the KGB delivered a clear message to the Washington warmongers. Unilateral, illegitimate actions have not solved a single problem. They have become a hotbed of further conflicts. I'm sure there are some irrational thinkers who will try to distract from Putin's remarks by calling attention to the methods he has utilized to deal with political problems in his own backyard. However, while they can take issue with the way in which Russia relates to the former republics, none can accuse that energy superpower of global imperialism. When the Cold War ended, this bedrock of Marxism was serious about doing its part to ensure a successful thawing. Unfortunately, Russia's Western nemesis took advantage of its voluntary withdrawal from center stage and have interpreted it as an invitation for the United States to pick up all the loose marbles that were left unclaimed on the world stage. Driven by the manifesto of the Project for a New American Century, George W. Bush and his team of Reaganite ideologues have made public their desire to transform the entire world into the subverted nations of America. In this world, everyone speaks American English, drives American cars, watches American movies, shares American values, jumps when America says jump, laughs when America says laugh, sleeps when America says sleep, and never questions the motives of their megalomaniac masters. It is no secret that the Bush administration sees itself as the unrivaled world power and believes that its military might grants it the license to ignore international laws and democratic principles. So blinded are the president's men to the true meaning of freedom that all who criticize his administration's strategy are accused of inciting the nation to war. Fortunately, there are still some world leaders who are not intimidated by the machismo mentality of the current administration, and Vladimir Putin is one of them. As Putin stands on his European platform and reminds George Bush that the world does not belong to America, Christians all over need to remember their own calling. We are the ones who have been charged with proclaiming the message of a peaceful kingdom. We are the ones who have the responsibility to create beloved communities where all men and women see themselves as brothers and sisters. We are the ones who have been commissioned to demonstrate love to those who hate us and befriend those who seek to kill us. We are the ones who are called to be witnesses to the billions who so desperately need to experience God. As you invite the Spirit to invoke the prophetic voice He has placed inside of you, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.
I trust you are blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live, a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, you may do so at www.lifeheritagepodomatic.com, or you may call the network at 206-350-5476. That's 206-350-LHRN. I'm asking that you consider becoming a sponsor of this podcast and would appreciate your donations. Secure donations may be made online at www.lifeheritage.podomatic.com, or they may be sent to Life Heritage Radio Network, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. All who donate $25 or over will receive a copy of today's featured sermon, In God We Trust, and a copy of Dr. Burton's celebrated book, The Compassion of the Christ. God bless you all, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.